Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, third try at the news this time. Hopefully, we'll be able to do a consistent take. Point being, the Tony Hawk is very, very sad because it seems like Tony Hawk's 3 and 4 Remastered are not going to be happening after all.
Tragically, Scott, I am absolutely heartbroken by this, to be honest. I love Tony Hawk's, and this was picked up by VGC because they reported that Tony Hawk himself, right there, was in a live stream and he was talking about what happened to the remakes of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4, because as you know, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 were remade,
yes,
and everyone loved them. They sold really well, they were critically revered, they went down a treat.
Yeah, well, totally. It was like, do more of this.
Saying. Yeah, do more of this. But, however, since then, Vicarious Visions, the developer in charge of that game and other remakes like the Crash Ensign trilogy, were rolled into Blizzard. They were originally their own studio within Activision, and then they went to help Blizzard make Diablo 2, the remake of that, the remaster of that. And now, as of 2022, they're now just called Blizzard Albany. They're essentially just, they've been like absorbed by that company, and now they're just helping make things like Diablo 4. They're essentially a support studio. So that left nobody to make, obviously, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4. And Tony Hawk himself said, in response to them being absorbed, quote, so they took other pitches from other studios, like, what would you do with the THPS title? And they didn't like anything they heard, and then that was that. So he said, who knows, maybe when the dust settles, we'll figure it out. You never know. I would never have thought we were going to do 1 and 2 20 years later. So essentially, with Vicarious Visions out of the picture, Activision took pitches from other development teams that they had and went, nah, that's boring, that's crap, I don't want to do this anymore.
Why did they go back to the pitching stage? Like, why is it, what would you guys do with it? Do what you just did?
Well,
do that again.
The thing is, like, if you don't have that team, it's not an easy prospect, really. Yeah. Like, you might think remaking an iconic game is easy peasy, anyone can do it.
Do
but
it, every
it takes
time.
A lot of craft to make one of these big remakes. You know, you look at the original version of the Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 remake, which was made by the people who made Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 5.
Oh, that was abysmal.
And that thing sucked. Like, that was just a remake, and yet it managed to mess everything up. So you need to adapt these games faithfully, and you need a really high-quality team to do that. So apparently Activision just didn't think anyone was up to the table, which makes me just like go mad, because why would you give away a team as, you know, impressive as Vicarious Visions? They were doing such great stuff.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It felt like they were on a bit of a hot streak, especially in regards to taking beloved 90s things and making them work very well, especially in the Tony Hawk's thing, where they took various mechanics that had been introduced later in the franchise and put them back into the levels from Tony Hawk's 1 and 2. And it always felt like, okay, this is how you do this approach to remastering or remaking an old game. You take the mechanics, you take the refinements that came later, and you put them back in, and you make those original games feel like the sequels did. And that was like, the Tony Hawk's games were phenomenal. Obviously, it took a long time for them to get the soundtrack together. There was a whole thing about the licensing rights and whatever else. But I feel like the way that those games released made all of us go, okay, now you can do Tony Hawk's 3 and 4.
Yeah.
There's a whole generational divide as to whether Tony Hawk's 2 or 3 is the better one. It's 2, Josh.
It's 3.
It's definitely 2. But at the same time, serve both those people. You have multiple generations of Tony Hawk's fans kind of dying to see what's next when their first step was so strong. So it's just a little bit naff that they're not going to figure this out.
Totally, and I mean, like I said, it always sucks when you see a great studio just become a support studio. I mean, how many times has this happened within Activision Blizzard? I mean, Activision themselves said that pretty much all of their studios that they own, which is a lot, are just working on Call of Duty. And you've got a lot of teams in that you know, umbrella that could be making their own games, whether they're remakes, whether they're remasters, whether they're original IP, and to just see, like, thousands of people, you know, just kind of put onto one franchise, to me is, I mean, I hope that they're enjoying themselves, but to me, that is kind of, like, just a shame and a missed opportunity when something is seemingly obvious, something is seemingly as much of an open goal as Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 and 4 remakes just kind of fall by the wayside, and then they're not deemed good enough to pursue.
Well, the thing is, even if you go down the brass tacks money route, the Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 remasters still made bank, they still did very well. Even if you want to crunch the numbers on them, I get it's not going to be Call of Duty numbers, but I'm pretty sure the amount of staff you're throwing at Call of Duty would offset the amount of money that thing has to make to satisfy all the amount of wages going into it. Also, this isn't the first time they've done this. They did this with Destiny, as when Call of Duty was still active alongside it, but they used to roll all their teams into one basket, or two baskets back then, across 2014 to, you know, the many years past that before Bungie left again. But they've done this. It didn't work very well, and you're better off diversifying your portfolio, to quote many, many movies.
It's funny because what they apparently took from that lesson was two baskets were too much. We need one basket. We need a single basket. And we
one
need
basket
put
left.
All of the eggs in there, whether they're chocolate or regular, you know, we'll just chuck everything in there. What makes me intrigued by this news, and Tony Hawk himself saying that, who knows, maybe in 20 years' time, we'll be able to get these remakes, is that obviously Activision Blizzard has been bought by Microsoft at this point. That deal is still yet to be finalized, but it's looking like it's going to be finalized next year. Mm-hmm. What does Microsoft do? Do they come in and be hands-on and say, look, you're spending too much time on Call of Duty, get these teams working on something else? Do they say, look, Blizzard Albany is made up of some great developers, why don't we, once Diablo 4 ships, take them off that and maybe let them make their own game? Do they split these teams up again, or do they just do what is apparently working and say, okay, this is how Call of Duty is made, we're not going to mess you're on that forever?
Well, you would hope that, because I don't know, I forget if it's a rumor or if it is something that Phil Spencer said, but I'm sure there's a whole conversation around relaxing the Call of Duty IP so it's not every year, it's going to be at least every 2 years. So you'd think that would free up the people working on the various games. Also, in regards to, you know, fan beloved resurrecting project type stuff, the GoldenEye remake is still out there. That's the thing that was clearly supposed to be at the Xbox Bethesda thing, or going to be at Summer Game Show Fest or whatever. It's out there. The achievements are live. Everyone knows what it is. The build's leaked online, but Xbox won't just push it out the door.
Every day.
It's not
guy,
just...
I walk into the office, he's got his tinfoil hat on, he's got his I Want to Believe poster. He's like, Josh, GoldenEye,
it's real,
the remake isn't out yet. Where is it? The trophies are online.
There's a game on Steam, which I can now play on my Steam Deck, called Agent 64, that is literally just doing that. It's taken that long for them to kick it out the door that other fan projects are just doing it instead. Point being that they have something to fall back on in regards to their ethos as a company, going, something you guys want, we can actually get out the door and we'll prioritize that. I don't think in regards to GoldenEye, that's going to make humongous big bucks, but they've clearly put a lot of money and time and effort into it, and it's worth getting out the door for all the conversations and the general positivity that comes with that. Do the same thing with Tony Hawk. You mentioning how much they would have creative control or general control makes me wonder if they would do a Tony Hawk exclusive Xbox thing and get people to come back around in that regard. Especially once this story does the rounds in regards to Tony Hawk's 3 and 4 not coming true. You let all the social media stuff bubble over, and then Mr. Spencer swoops in with his lovely little jackets and says, actually, Tony Hawk's t-shirt, Tony Hawk's 3 and 4, is going to be on Xbox all along.
God, that should be, again though, that should be an easy win.
Yeah.
But will they do it? Because if the video game industry is averse to anything, it's easy wins. It's open goals. They will refuse to do it forever, and then they might give you it in like 20 years.
Case in point, GoldenEye.
Case in point,
GoldenEye. Why is it not there?
It all comes back round to GoldenEye. Yeah, this is a big kind of like question mark for me, because it also, for me, makes me question the viability of any remake going forward. Yeah. Like, are we going to see another Crash Bandicoot game? Are we going to see Tony Hawk's Underground get a remake at any point? I would love that. Because Activision has this like massive back catalogue of franchises and IP that they're just sitting on, that they're just doing nothing with, and it's like, well, we don't want to give it to anyone, but we also don't want to do anything. It's just hoarding the wealth of IP, and it's like, I want to see that change when Microsoft comes in, and hopefully it does.
You would hope so, and like you said, in regards to an open goal, Tony Hawk's is one of the most open goals you could possibly have. I get that you're monetizing a specific demographic, but at the same time, that demographic is hungry for more.
Yes.
And one of the initial things a lot of us said was, even if you do it as DLC packs, whether it's levels or song packs or something for 3 and 4, you could easily just plug them into the Solid Foundation foundation that is Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2 yeah. remake.
And like you mentioned, you know, there is a divide between people who love Tony Hawk's 1 and 2 and people who love 3 and 4. It might be potentially generational or intergenerational because we're a few years in different age brackets. That was a sentence. and I was always growing up with 3 and 4. They were like my main Tony Hawk's games. I played 1 and 2, but I was a little bit too young. And by the time 3, 4, and Underground came out, like that was my era.
Whereas
that
me,
was my run.
A big old dinosaur, was loving Tony Hawk's 1 and 2, played a little bit of 3, went, ah, it's not for me. And then I was like, Thugs kind of like Jackass, and my younger friends had it, and I was, I'm all right. I'm done, I'm gone.
Point being that there is a market for this.
Yes.
There's a market still there who was hungry and nostalgic for 3 and 4, and maybe even a few after that, just as they were for 1 and 2. It should, again, be a no-brainer, and now, sadly, according to the man himself, the Birdman himself, it ain't happening.
We will hopefully cross all of our fingers, and maybe something will happen in the future, but as it stands, the remakes for 3 and 4 aren't happening right now. But let us know what you think down in the comments below, mainly of whether Tony Hawk's 2 or 3 is the best one. We'll do some sort of community poll overall. But for now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Pro Skater 2.
Pro Skater 3 and 4.
Not even once!
Why split?
Project 8.
I love Project 8.
Me too, to be honest.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.